1690 AM here in Montreal.
For CJLO News, I'm Julia Silva. Montreal's Olympic Park Sports Complex will reopen later this month after it closed down from a fire in March 2024. The complex is also known as the National Sports Institute, or INS. The fire that broke out at the base of the Olympic Stadium Tower resulted in smoke infiltrating the INS and its ventilation systems. This caused the spread of soot on the floors. Lengthy repairs and decontamination work over the past year has displaced hundreds of athletes who would come to the INS for daily training or medical services. Aquatic sports activities are set to resume on March 3rd, and the whole complex will reopen to the public on March 31st. A day shelter called Resilience Montreal says it is facing a lack of funding which could render it incapable of providing services for unhoused people in the future. Resilience Montreal works primarily with people from Indigenous communities who gather in and around Cabot Square. They reached out to the Minister of Social Services, Lionel Carmont, for additional government aid. According to the shelter's director, David Chapman, their current finances can only support operational costs for the next 3 weeks. They are asking the Quebec government for $350,000 to help sustain their services and to support their plans to move to a larger space in Atwater Avenue by December. On Wednesday, February 5th, U.S. President Donald Trump signed an executive order that bans transgender athletes from participating in women's sports. This coincided with the celebration of National Girls and Women in Sports Day. The order calls for an immediate nationwide enforcement. Any school that fails to remove trans athletes from female-designated sports will be cut off from federal funding. The order called Keeping Men Out of Women's Sports is only Trump's latest attack on trans rights. He previously mandated that official documents only showcase sex as male or female and banned gender-affirming care for transgender youth. The National Collegiate Athletics Association, or NCAA, said that the order would only affect a small number of athletes. However, advocacy groups continue to voice their frustrations about the future of trans people in sports. For more, go to cjlo.com/news or follow CJLO News on Spotify.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to Ashes, your home for modern pop and alts forums on CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal, online worldwide at cjlo.com. We're the campus community radio station of Concordia University, and my name is Alex Vijay Collins, hosting live from Suspicious Fish right here in Verdun. Hi, Nina.
Hi. Okay, am I coming on air?
You can indeed, yes. Okay. We're getting a packed house here.
I can't tell. I should be the one testing it. Okay, great.
The beauty of live radio outside the safe confines of the university.
It's radio in the wild. We don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, we're going to have quite a few guests come on.
We are.
Some kids who are ready to learn all about being on the radio and playing great music.
Yeah, do you think I should go get a guest right now?
I mean, we could, sure, if someone is open to that.
Hey, anybody... Okay, I think we might have our first guest. Hi. Careful. Well, you're going to, why don't you take this? Yeah, so you're going to be able to hear. And here you've got your microphone. So you're going to come sit down.
So
we have Alexander live on air. Got one Alex here, got another Alex on the other side of me. Thank you for being with us today.
Hi. My name is Alexander Garrett.
Oh, yeah.
Pleasure to meet you.
What
should you say? Well, let's
on like pop music.
I love it.
I don't really use pop music. My thing is more kind of dubstep.
I mean, in a way, that's pop. I mean, anything that gets people excited, happy, you know.
Pop stands for popular.
That's true.
So that means it's not only Taylor Swift, Miley Cyrus, blah blah blah.
It could be anything that's popular. It's true.
We do not have a Swiftie here, evidently.
No. I'm not a Swiftie. Controversial opinion. Nina knows I like
drop
controversial things. I'm also not a Swiftie.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. True or false, did you pretend to be Taylor Swift's father this summer?
Oh, yeah.
You did pretend to be Taylor Swift's father.
I'm very curious. How come?
We're live at Suspicious Fish.
Yeah. Can I say what I remember it was about, and then you tell me if I'm right or wrong? Does that make sense? I'll say what I think you were doing. Yeah? Okay. So I think that the story was that you were Taylor Swift's dad trying to tell everyone to stop listening to the Beatles and to listen to more Taylor Swift, or to listen to less Taylor Swift, listen to more to the Beatles.
I don't remember.
You don't remember. It's hard to remember. It's very hard to remember.
I think as a non-Swiftie, it was probably the latter.
Yeah, it might have been that.
I can support listening to the Beatles more. I'm here for it.
I was probably like saying, don't listen to my dad's music.
Oh, okay. Your mom is giving us some insider information that there's some music that you like that was pop music, like Rasputin. No, we're not going to talk about that.
It's popular.
It is popular.
But it's also Russian.
We're going to hold it. It is.
Rasputin is a bit popular, but it's also Russian.
It is also Russian, which can be also popular.
Mm-hmm. Russians like pop music, too. They have pop music.
Yeah.
But that's a great thing about pop. Mm-hmm, pop. Mm-hmm. Everything is pop in a way.
Uh-huh, we're going to listen. We're going to listen.
Hip hop is pop music, too, because everyone, it's you know, Kendrick Lamar is at the Super Bowl. It's the mainstream.
Even Eminem.
He's pop music, too. That's the great thing about pop is that everything, in a way, is pop.
Even rock is pop.
Even rock is pop.
Exactly. Do you have a particular song you'd like to listen to? What would you like to listen to?
You gotta put
30.00 by Cold Breaks.
Is it appropriate?
Yeah, it's a dubstep.
It's dubstep? Okay.
So you're gonna play it on your phone?
Yes, I will. How do you
Is it medium?
Cold Breaks. Ooh. After that, I think we could listen to a Michael Jackson song.
Sure.
All right, let's do that. Uh-huh. If someone knows how to spell that for me, though.
Yeah. we're gonna get that. Okay. Okay.
Not exactly a video game song, but I probably just made it for fun.
It's just fun? Mm-hmm. Yeah? It's a good song?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite part about it?
Well, it's just sounds with, excuse me, a bit of music. Ooh, yeah, this is the one.
This is it?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Woohoo! We'll be right back.
live moonwalking competition. Yeah, so if now everybody stopped doing it, I was going to give a play-by-play of all the moonwalking. Can you guys line up again and show me how you were moonwalking? Okay, we have four moonwalking contestants. Okay, so can I use your names? Can I use your first names? Yeah? Okay. James. Yeah, James, Lucy, and Alexander, and Mael are all here doing moonwalking. So you're going to tell me afterwards how to spell it. I know how to spell it. But so let's start moonwalking so I can give a live update to everyone listening in. This is important news, pop news. Okay, so we've got Lucy going backwards. She did go backwards into Courtney. So sorry, Courtney, about that. Okay, and now, okay, we've got Mael is doing figure skating. That was a figure skating move. Yeah, you're doing like a... Okay, James, can you show us your moonwalk? He's doing a hat move along with the moonwalking, which is really quite good. And he's moonwalked quite far. Okay, Alex, you're doing yours? Yeah, 1 second. Okay, you've got your hat and you're going backwards. And you've got a facial expression that's really good for moonwalking. I really like it. Okay, very good. What do we think? 10 out of 10. Tens across the board. Everybody's won. Congratulations, you're all officially moonwalkers. Yeah. In honor of the full moon, that's tomorrow. I know that we're not doing that on this show, but for the moon report, there is a full moon tomorrow.
If Nina is around,
if I'm around, you're going to know what the moon report is. Yeah. So, does anybody want to come and talk about music? Yes, Mael, come on down. Hey. Got Mael back on the air with Alex.
Thank you, Mael, for joining us. Also, everyone is way braver than I was when I first went on the radio, which was a lot older than everyone here. So kudos to everyone for actually coming on here.
Brownie
Thank you,
points.
Mael. Yes. Mael, also, we have brownies here.
10 brownie points to every person who talks on the radio.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why?
Why?
It's stressful. It can be hard to talk on air because everyone's listening live, and if you mess up, you can't get rid of it.
No pressure, though.
No pressure. No pressure at all. You're going to do fantastic. But sometimes it can be stressful, so you get 10 brownie points because you're going to slay. It's going to be great.
Huh?
Mael, tell us a little bit about the kind of music that you like. And with the microphone, just close to you.
Oh, I don't know.
You don't know?
Maybe Michael Jackson?
Michael Jackson, which we just listened to. I'll just make some sound effects while we're waiting. Do you like that song? No, it wasn't good. Can I play another one for you? Was that good? Oh, okay. Great. Got some approval for this improvisational thing. Mael, do you like Taylor Swift?
So-so.
Okay, yeah. Tell us more.
I just love the tracks, but the other thing I don't like.
Okay, so you just like some of her work.
Yeah.
Okay. Who's somebody that you like all of their work?
Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber. Do you have an opinion about Justin Bieber?
Yeah, I think he's a Canadian icon. He's a Canadian icon. I heard last from the adults. How dare you? How dare you? What songs of Justin Bieber do you like?
Baby.
You know what's funny? When you said Justin Bieber, that's the first song that came to my head. So that means you're right. That's 10 more brownie points.
Yeah, 10 extra brownie points. So we're up to 20 just for you now. I'm keeping score. Don't worry. I got it up here.
We also have literal brownies here at Suspicious Fish. So come on down. We're on Verdun Street.
481 Verdun. We do have some brownies. And oh, no, we don't. Sorry, I've been told to tell you that there aren't any. Oh, somebody ate all of them? Okay. Well, that's okay. People are allowed to eat the brownies, so that's what they're there for. So what are some other songs that you like? Have you ever written a song, Mael?
No.
Never? In your whole life? I see, I had a hard time believing it, and your mom is saying it's not true, that you have written a song.
But does I It's like the same words.
The same words as yeah, what?
I don't really want to do it. And
I wasn't saying you had to do it, but you know, Alex interviews a lot of musicians. Do you know who Chapel Roan is? Okay, well, she's a famous musician, and Alex interviewed her, and so, yeah, he did.
You interviewed Chapel Roan?
He did.
I did.
Oh my God, I didn't know about this.
Yeah, he did. But coming back to Mael, so you could talk about writing songs with Alex. Okay, why don't you help me write a song?
Okay.
Okay, what should I write it about? And then Alex will critique it. Put some background music for us. Okay, let's just freestyle. Okay, here's how we're going to make the song, okay?
Yeah.
Do you like rhyming?
What's rhyming?
Okay, rhyming's when two words sound the same. So like cat and hat. They sound the same? Okay, so like when I'm cold, I wear a... A hat? Okay, I'm a little animal that has ears. I'm a cat. No, is this not going to work?
No.
You're going to do it with us? Okay, I'm a little animal and I have ears. I'm a? Okay. I'm a human and a cat. Okay. Yes?
Underground human.
An underground human.
Underground.
Underground. I mean.
She's a dog.
So this isn't working, so we're going to try a different way of writing a song. Okay, what do you like to hear songs about?
I don't really have a title.
You don't have a title? Do you think it's going to be easier for you to brainstorm with Lucy? Lucy, do you want to come help us? Yeah, come here. Maybe we need less adults on this. Come. And you can talk about the music that you like also.
Hi, Lucy.
Yeah. Hi.
What kind of music do you guys like to listen to?
I like to listen to APT by Bruno Mars and Rosé, and Die With a Smile by Bruno Mars and Lady Gaga.
There's a That's theme a here. One. Bruno Mars, both good songs, yes. APT is very, very catchy.
I don't know if I'm out of touch. I'm a little bit out of touch.
I don't know
no.
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 No. I'm out of touch. I
know that
young,
song too.
Sam.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm a bit of a like a grandma of a young person.
Kissy face, kissy face. Sent to your phone, but I'm trying to kiss your lips for real.
I'm on my way.
Hearts and Caramel.
I also just love caramel in general. If you give me a caramel, that's the way to my heart, is caramel.
That's the funniest one. Because before my mom had one, it was really funny. Because he do a lot of things. He go under the bed. I was like, I'm like, get out of there. And he's staying there.
Oh, he just wants to be in bed. That's me too. I always want to be in bed.
But it was under the bed.
Oh, the cat went under.
That's not very comfy.
Yep, that sure is not.
Oh, no, but cats, they love to be under small spaces. My cat does that. He'll go under the dresser, and he'll be like a frog trying to get in. And it's very cute. They really like being in dark, warm spaces. So it makes sense.
My cats are just stuck inside right now, and so they're, like, really bored. So they'll come up to us, and they'll start, like, purring. And then suddenly they'll go on our heads and start, like, scratching at our heads. It's, like, weird.
What are your cats' names?
Little Gray and Orgy. Can you guess what color they are?
I actually have a cat story, if I could borrow the mic. So I recently adopted some new cats, and these cats we adopted them from very far away. These cats originally lived in Vietnam, and we had friends who moved back to Canada and brought the cats with them, but couldn't keep the cats, so they gave them to their friends, and we took two of their cats. And basically what happened with these cats is this is their very first winter, so they do not like the cold at all. So these cats are the most cuddly things on the entire planet because they want body heat more than anything. So they love lying right next to the heaters, getting like blasted by the heat 24/7. That's one of their main hobbies. They love sitting in the sun, second hobby, or being like right up next to your face so you can like the hot air that comes out of your mouth goes onto the cat. They're just always up in your grill.
Are they outdoor cats?
No, they're indoor cats. I think they might have started their lives outdoor cats in Vietnam and became indoor cats. Were adopted, became indoor cats. They're sisters. So I don't know. It says they're Geminis, which is pretty cool. Twins. Yeah. Anyways, that's my cat story. Do you have any stories about your cats?
Mm-mm. You do.
Oh, come on.
Telling stories. This is so funny. You guys are being
He comes like from the farm. But what's funny, because first he was really scared of my dad, and then he was everywhere in the farm. It was impossible to catch him.
So he's now like king of the farm.
Now he's back and he's at our house because we adopt him.
Oh, so he's formerly a farm cat, but now he's a home cat.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Maurice.
Does Maurice like being a home cat?
He's really lazy.
Probably good change of occupation from being a farm cat to a home cat then.
Yep, so he's just lazy. Because when you put him outside, when he wants to do poop or pee-pee, he wants to go back inside to do his buzzwine.
Does that mean that he's a lazy cat and he goes outside some of the time?
Yeah.
But he's a big fan of like the couches and stuff like that, all the soft fabrics.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, he's one of those laying in the sun cats.
No, because when it's winter and we put it in a big of Nej, he's really angry.
Yeah.
Of course he's angry.
Well,
because it's too cold.
It's too cold. I don't think I would really like I don't really like being out in the snow too much, and I wear boots and I don't know.
Yep.
Sounds like Maurice is not a big fan of walking around in the snow either. Some cats do. I see them in Montreal sometimes. They're out and about, even rain or shine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, my cat just goes out in the snow and he's just like prancing around, and I'm like, don't you want to come in? And he's like, no.
Oh, so you have a snow cat?
Kind of.
Yeah.
An all terrain cat or an all weather type cat.
Except for rain.
Except for, well, I've not met a single cat that likes getting wet.
I have.
Oh, you have? Met a water cat.
Yeah, a water cat.
Is that your cat?
No.
Yeah, it's I often am. Do you ever think about the lives of your pets while you're away at school? What they do?
I think he just likes do bitsies.
Like he
because
makes jokes?
No, like sometimes he can if he's it because every time we need to push the chair like this, he's not able to go on the table, take everything off of the table or breaking stuff.
So he's remodeling whenever you're out.
Yeah.
Yeah, but moving things around, being an interior decorator. Yeah. Is Marissa's side job.
And one time he was playing with the, it was like a heart, a lot with hearts on it, and it was in my bedroom. It was like when you go in, it's like just girls with hearts on it. He just play with it, and then sometimes he just did this, and it fell down.
Enjoys knocking things down.
Yep.
Maybe a construction worker in past life or something like
yep.
that. Yeah. Yeah. Lucy, what do you think your cat that gets up to?
My cat usually, I think it has a life outside our home because, like, I don't think they just lay around all day because they're, like, really active in the summer. So, like, they obviously don't just lie around all or sleep all winter.
Yeah, so I guess like, what would your cat's profession be? Like, what's like a professional like cartographer if he's out wandering around?
In winter or summer?
Oh, so two different jobs—a seasonal worker.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. Okay, summer job. What's your cat doing?
Lay in the middle of in the road and get petted.
Yeah. Yeah, so like a kind of like a
or the sidewalk, yeah.
Another construction worker cat, one with the safety vest, you know, guiding the cars away from. Kind of similar.
He kind of likes getting in the way of things, not really like helping.
Oh, so like a pylon.
Those like cones that they put on the road that get in the way. He'd be like one of those.
Yeah, probably. But in the winter, he just like kind of. Well, when I'm around him, he like stays in the house, tries to annoy us, you know, classic cat stuff.
Just tries to annoy you?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's it sounds like definitely, I don't know, it sounds like an interesting cat, you know. I love cats because they have like these little personalities and they don't, you know, necessarily try to be your friend 100% of the time, 100% friendly. They like they do their own thing, and then you have to win their affection. You know what I mean? You have to like convince them, being like, "Okay, we're friends, right? We're friends." And I kind of like the dynamic there.
Yeah, they definitely like meddling, but yeah, but they're worth it.
Yeah, Do you have any cat stories, Alex?
So, yes, I have a cat named Guzu, which is French for, like, tickle. It was a street cat, so it was an outdoor cat, and then it came to our place, and we ended up adopting it. It's the first cat I had in a long time since I was a kid. I did not like cats as a kid because our cat bit me once for no reason. I was very upset. I was 6, and I didn't like cats from then. But then this cat is the cutest cat of all time. I'm sorry for Maurice, but no, my cat is super cute. No, everyone thinks their cat is the cutest. Yes, he's such a lovable guy. And it's true, they have their own personalities. You know, he likes to play fetch, my cat. He's like a dog. He actually will come with the toy and then do bleat or do some noise. That was a terrible impersonation of a cat. I can't do any impersonations. My dad is British, can't do a British accent. But yes, I'll throw the toy and he'll go and chase it and get it and then bring it back to me and then want me to throw it again. So that is my cute cat story. What about you, Sam?
I don't have cats, never had cats. Mom's allergic to cats, but my best friend growing up had many cats. And she had this one cat whose name was Pickles. Don't ask me why. They had a lot of animals. There was like 5 cats and 3 dogs. And Pickles' favorite thing to do to my mom, he wouldn't do it to anybody else, but he'd only do it to my mom was visiting. She'd go up the stairs in the house to come and get me, and Pickles would sit on the, like, along the railing and attach himself to my mom's legs as she walked up the stairs. He'd, like, launch himself and cling to her legs as she walked up the stairs. That was his favorite thing to do. Yeah. I don't know. And then they had another cat named Disco, who...
That's a great name, yes, first off, for a cat.
Right?
I think it should always be silly names.
And Disco was like 10 years old and all black. And Disco enjoyed being picked up by the tail and like swung upside down in a circle.
Wow.
Yeah. Tell me about it. And they would do it like over the stairs. Like, they were children, so not the best idea to, you know, swing your cat upside down over the stairs. But he enjoyed it. Disco loved it. And that's my experience with cats. I don't want a cat. I'm sure all of your guys' cats are adorable. But personally, I'm a dog person.
I love dogs too, but after that story, I want Disco now.
I think Disco might still be alive and is like 30 at this point and has moved from Vancouver to California to Toronto and back to Vancouver. Disco's an enigma.
Wow.
Enigma is like an oddball is like not the right word, but like special, kind of unique, different from other. I don't know the good definition for enigma. Mysterious, yeah. Yeah, she's very allergic, so we didn't have. Because
they're ugly.
Yeah.
Sorry to everyone.
Your mom's highly allergic, and you can't get a hairless cat.
No, I think hairless cats are a bit weird, to be honest with you.
Thank you, Sam.
You're one of those people who only think cats should have hair.
Well, I'm okay that there are some cats that don't have hair. I just don't need that cat in my life. It's fine to have its own life with other people. I just don't want a hairless cat in my life.
Okay. Do you have any cat stories?
Yep.
What's your cat story?
Like, my cat is, I have a cat named Havarti, like we just call him Javi for short.
This is a great name, by the
way. My mom just loves cheese names for pets.
I agree.
So if I have an orange cat, I only have one cat, but if I ever get an orange cat, my mom will basically just name it Cheddar. And if I get a white cat, she'll name it Mozzarella.
Mozza, for sure. It works. Momo.
Or maybe, and if she's orange and white, and if the cat's orange and white. She'll name
Cheddar?
She'll name it Marble Cheese.
But they're all good cheeses. There are no bad cheeses.
Like,
I
my mom's
disagree.
Favorite thing to do is beg.
Same.
My cat's favorite. Okay. Did I say my mom?
Yeah.
My mom never begs. My cat's favorite thing to do is basically beg.
It begs for food?
Like, he basically. He doesn't do it like whining at the table for like a few seconds. He's done it for years and he just meows for a billion. Whenever he starts meowing, he just can't stop him. And he ends up, and I feel like I've heard meowing for 50 years, even though I'm nowhere near 50.
Yeah, it's like before you were born, he was.
No, we only got him when I was like 5 or 6.
Yeah, but was he little when you got him?
Yep, he was somewhere between firstborn and a year old.
Okay. Can I say something?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So, do you want to know about my cat?
Yes.
Oh, just a sec. So, my cat, so my cat, we're like, he's always like, begging for food, begging to go outside, and basically nothing else. Like, all he cares about is food and the great outdoors. Okay. But then after an hour or two, like after maybe hanging out with his cat friends, he'll end up like, blah, blah, blah. Blah, 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 meow, 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 meow. I want to go back inside. And then also, I have a theory that might not even be real, but, like, it probably never can actually happen to a real cat. But I think Javi meowed, like, once or twice and then got stuck on reboot one. For the rest of his life.
Oh, I have a cat that's kind of like that too. We're going to pass this over to James because I think James maybe wants to talk a little bit. Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Okay, I was going to tell you a story about my cat, but we've got James on the air, so maybe we'll focus a little bit on him. How are you doing?
I'm okay.
You're okay? It's the first time you're on the radio?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You've watched us the last time, you were watching us this time, but you finally decided to come on air. So you have the same cat as Lucy? Okay.
Cats.
Cats. Them, all of the cats. We're doing some live eating on air. So I'll take over for a minute just for you guys can finish eating that Oreo. So my cat. My cat, you know, you probably get along with my cat. My cat has a lot of really particular things that he does about eating and drinking water. Currently, the only way that he drinks water is he has to have a cup that's on the table, like a mug, that he can lick water out of. That's one thing he does. He used to have a thing where he had to have more like a beer mug, and he had to stick his arm backwards. It's not good for the radio because it's like very physical. He had to stick his arm backwards through the hook of the mug, the handle of the mug, backwards through, and then lick over his shoulder. The water had to be over his shoulder. That was the only way he liked to drink water. Do you drink water like that?
No. Okay. Definitely.
Well, I mean, I don't think I know anybody else who does that. And then now his thing is he needs to have a little bit of water dripping out of the bathtub tap, and he puts his paw out, and he licks it off as it runs off of his paw. So he's in the bath, like with his paw, like with the water dripping down, and he has to like lick it off. He really is very a particular guy. You're done your cookie?
Yeah.
Yeah? You ready to talk? Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you like, what kind of music do you like, James?
Any.
Any music. That's
except
great.
Except for Taylor Swift.
Except for Taylor Swift. Okay, we won't tell the other people. I like that they, well, how old are you, James?
Nine.
Okay. Because when my brother was your age, he always, when we asked him what kind of music he liked, he always said he hated all music. So I like that you said that you like all music. That's great. We're starting off. Great, great start.
Are there people who don't like music?
He said he didn't like any, but then he discovered a Laurie Anderson cassette and he really liked that. Anyways, so that was his gateway into music.
That is very interesting.
It's really
to be your gateway. That's another topic. That's another conversation. But yeah,
maybe one day we'll have him on the radio show. So far, it's never happened for me. But so do you have anything that you're really into right now?
You can
let your sister. I'm an older sister, but let your younger brother say what it is he wants to say.
Not really, but I sort of like the music that my friends do.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Most people like the music that their friends
which
like.
Which is like.
Is it too close? Okay.
Which is like more like TikTok dances and rappers like Juice WRLD.
Okay.
Or the song Sigma Boy.
Yeah.
Okay. From TikTok.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know enough about TikTok to know all of this stuff, but I know that it's very
popular.
It is, and it is, so it's pop music if it's popular. Mel, do you have some stuff to say? No? Okay.
You know, we never learned what Nina's cat's name was.
That's true. Do you want to guess what my cat's name is?
Should
I just tell you? It's an animal. It's another animal besides a cat. A big scary animal, even though he's very sensitive and emotional.
Tiger? Lion? It,
you're going in the right direction.
Jaguar? Lynx?
Really big, like, fuzzy, Like, yes, bear. Bear.
Bigfoot.
Bear is the, Courtney got it. But dinosaur is a good name for a cat, though. Yeah, Bigfoot is a great name for a cat. Honestly, that would have been really good. Yeah, so that cat's name is Bear. His full name, and this is my partner's cat originally, so I wasn't participating in naming this cat. He's an old guy. But his original name was Bearnison, which is from a book by Philip Pullman. But it got shortened to Bear pretty quickly, because what are you going to do? You're going to call your cat Bearnison all day? I don't think so. No. Is that weird to say? And do you want to know about my other pet? Are we on pets, or should we go to some music?
I mean, so we could play. Mel had a song she wanted to hear. You want to hear Baby?
Yeah.
We'll do Baby, and then we'll also.
How about
Sigma
no,
Boy?
No. Come, let's watch the rain.
Falling Down.
Falling Down, yeah.
Perfect. So we're going to hear those two songs.
Oh, and Die With a Smile.
Die With a Smile. Okay, we're going to have all three, because everyone should get their song.
Okay.
Yeah.
Amazing. What about Bearnison? What song does he like?
I have to think about that. Something emotional.
Oh, whoa. Oh, whoa. You know you love.
And now my heart is breaking, but I just keep on saying.
Yeah.
that's for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then, do you, would you like a pair of purple?
And we're back on the air here on CJLO 1690 AM Montreal, live at Suspicious Fish here in Verdun. And we have Alexander and his mom now on air.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing after this brief break where you were not on air? Give me the rundown. What were you doing?
I was reading and listening to other people. Do you want to know the actual brownie thief?
Oh, it wasn't me?
Ah. It was my mom, Courtney.
I had a total of one brownie since I've been here. Don't pin this on me.
That's right. It was my mom.
Yeah. Or it could have been Havarti.
Probably.
Maybe he misses you both. He came here and he ate the brownies.
You'd be in Barf Town right now.
I have visited Barf Town, but that's another story.
Probably, and maybe even I would have to be absent at school to plan for somebody's funeral. Maybe he did not come here and eat a brownie. He did not here and come eat the highly toxic chocolate brownies.
Okay. So, what's up? What's a positive message you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Before I say a positive message, I just want to know that you've probably heard about me in an earlier chat.
Alex, we're going to go direct to the positive message.
We'll just talk about positivity from now on.
I don't want to silver lining it, but since it's your first time on the radio, I figure we can give ourselves a chance for a second time. So, positive doesn't have to be like happy-go-lucky.
How about you give us a rated G joke?
Yes, you're good at jokes. Appropriate.
What do you get when you cross a prison with a wrecking ball?
Oh. A prison with a wrecking ball?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
A jailbreak.
A jailbreak? Okay. That's good. Mm-hmm.
What about you, Mom? What about you, Mom? What about you, Mom?
I don't have jokes off the top of my head the way that you do. We were just reading a joke book. You've got a
no. I wasn't leverage just reading. Here. I don't remember.
I have one.
Why
is Cinderella so bad at soccer?
Why? It's
because she ran away from the ball.
That's a good one. That's a really good one.
Yeah, I have like two others.
Tell us.
We're getting
need
some feedback.
Full inside scoop.
Who else has a joke?
I don't have jokes, but I have facts.
Do we like animal facts? Do we like facts?
Are you looking them up?
No.
Do you have any good facts, Alexander?
Oh, happy birthday to Sam's Nana.
She's listening live. Happy birthday, Nana. She's listening
happy
right
birthday.
Now.
Happy birthday.
But I have facts, not jokes. Like, did you know Australia is as wide as the circumference of the moon?
I did not know that.
And the Eiffel Tower grows a couple inches in the summer because metal expands in the heat.
That's another fun fact for you.
Oh, and here's another fun fact. I just farted right next to my mother.
Yeah.
Already fading out. Thank you everyone for being here for the first hour. You've all been great guests. Alex, you've been